Cindy Ferris here from Downtown Brine Association. I was just observing 1 year already.
That's right. 1 year and what did I say? 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a great year. It's gone very fast.
And we are on the eve of another First Friday.
That's right. I brought 4 pages of what's going on for this First Friday, so I don't have time to read all of that. But I know it's getting a little warm outside, but don't let that be the reason that you miss this First Friday, because this is our annual Art Step Friday, First Friday. And in addition to all the other things that we always have going, the live music and so forth, we've got lots of live artist demonstrations. Well, as opposed to not being live, that didn't come out quite right. What I meant is they're demonstrating their art live. They're inside, outside, all over the place.
There are live art subjects. Maybe that's another idea for our future.
Well, maybe that's what I was thinking of. I don't know. Kind of got myself off track there. Okay, back to what's going on. A really neat thing at the Queen Theater, a couple of gentlemen, Glenn Vigas and Eric Burke, are going to be taking free pictures, portrait-style pictures, and they are going to produce a collage poster of all those pictures for the Downtown Brine Association. So if you've got a second, it'll take you just a couple of minutes to sit down, have your picture made, and then you'll be a part of history, because this will turn into a poster and a promotional piece for us.
Off on that tangent, how's the renovation work going?
It's going well. We had a brief little slowdown while we were waiting on a water line to get in, and that finally came in, and I think that the foundation has all been put in. If not, it's almost done. So then the framing and all of that will start next.
And a reminder for those who want to make a contribution towards those efforts.
Call us at the Downtown Brine Association or go online and you can find all of our contact information. We are still in the process of raising money for that project. Had a lot of local contractors who were very generous to donate labor and materials, but we've still got a long way to go.
All right. What else, if I've interrupted you on your First Friday
list? We've got there's a new installation at the Seed Gallery, which is in the Federal Building.
Which is where, for those of us who aren't familiar?
It's a red brick building at the corner of Parker and 26th, directly across from St. Andrew's Church. And there's a nice, gorgeous art gallery inside in the middle of the building there. And a photographer called Gustavo Castilla, he is setting up his display. And in addition to that, he's going to be in that Duffy Garden, which is in the alley behind there, and he's going to be taking 10 type portraits, and there is a charge for that, but he's got some really unusual work that he's displaying. Other things going on, the Navasota artists in residence that are through the Brazos Valley Arts Council, they will be over at Square One Art Gallery, that's on William Joel Brine. There will be Jane Long Middle School bands in the St. Andrews parking lot. We've got musicians all over the place. Prior to some musicians in the alley there on 26th Street, the Kickstart Kids Elite Team demonstrations from Brian ISD will be there. Lots of free art activities for kids. If you want to sit down and just play a game and some air conditioning, go down to Arsenal Tattoo and Design at the corner of 26th and Sims. And I've talked about this before, they did such a phenomenal job of that facility. It's an old gas station. And when you walk in, Cliff's artwork is all over the walls. There's beautiful Victorian furniture and oriental rugs that you might not expect in a tattoo studio, but they're going to have popcorn and they're going to have lots of games. If you like board games, go down there and play. So just things going on at the Palace Theater. We've got the Ballet Brazos performing, the Diana Burke Violin Studio, so lots to do.
Again, visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Downtown Brine Association. Still have 5 or 6 minutes, so you have more time than you think you do.
Okay. Well, I want to go ahead and promote. We're doing something new this summer in June, July, and August. Let me see if I can say this without stumbling. The second Saturday summer movie series. So on the second Saturday of the month, come down to downtown, shop a little, eat at the restaurants, and then come watch a free movie at the Palace Theater starting at 8:30. And for June, this will be next Saturday night, we're showing Back to the Future. And then in July, we've got a big Christmas shopping promotion, Christmas in July, and we're going to show Christmas Story, A Christmas Story. We are actually going to show that back in December, I think it was for Lights On, and the weather was so bad. So we're able to bring that back. So we think that'll be kind of fun. We'll have the Elf on the Shelf shopping promotion, but he's going to be wearing sunglasses and sunscreen, I think. So that's July, I think it's the 12th, is that Saturday. Then we're really excited. We found out something today. We had already chosen Ghostbusters for the August 2nd Saturday movie. And then we found out that it's the 30th anniversary of that movie. So we're planning a costume contest. I'm searching for a Cadillac hearse. We're going to go all out. So it's going to be a fun thing. And again, it's free. So we encourage people to come out to the Palace on the second Saturday of each month in the summertime.
A couple of updates on a couple of other things. Recently, the Bryan City Council passed the resolution. I understand that the paperwork is now in for the proposal to make downtown Bryan a historic cultural district.
Right. This is a designation that the Texas Commission on the Arts has. There are only 24 cities in the state who have that designation. It's a cultural district designation. And it would, if we get it, we will have signage. It will be a way for us to pursue some grants that currently are not available, but are available if you're a cultural district. It can promote economic progress. It can promote arts, culture. It's a validation of what we already have in place. Yes, they want to know what our plans are for the future, but this is really recognizing and validating that we already have a very vibrant arts and culture scene in downtown Bryan. And we got the application put together. There's a wonderful video that Donnie Hall with Studio 82TX made for us. And I encourage you to go online and find that video. We've got a YouTube channel for downtown Bryan. It's the first video you come to, or you can go to our Facebook page. We've got Facebook pages for everything now. Everything from historic downtown Bryan to the cultural district has a Facebook page. We're starting Facebook pages for First Friday for different events, just so that people have plenty of opportunities to learn what's going on. But the cultural district designation, again, we think we've got a good chance at it, but we will not know until probably late August, maybe even early September.
In researching for this, what did you find that Bryan has in common with other cultural districts and things that make Bryan unique in that area?
I think one of the things is that we have so many unique offerings downtown. Very few chains. We've got a lot of mom and pop retail, restaurants, galleries, and that earns you points, I guess, in that application process. The fact that there are so many different things to do. I'm tallying up all the time the different things that we have. We've got 26 different retail shops. We've got 16 restaurants. We hear there's more coming. There's so many different things to do. You may not, if you haven't been downtown in a while, you may not realize there's that much to do. But I think we compare very favorably. Like I said, we saw a couple of the successful applications, and Cassidy Barton and myself, who's on my board, we drove home from Austin that day thinking, well, you know, why haven't they discovered us before? Because we compare very favorably.
Have another minute or so, an update on Texas Reds.
Working hard on Texas Reds. We've had some weekly meetings with the city of Bryan. It's, you know, the city didn't give up Texas Reds. They've turned over the management of it to us, but we're still working very closely with them because certain things they still have to provide for us. But we are actively seeking vendors, artists. The music is in the process of being lined up. If people haven't heard, just a chance to remind people that we will not have a headline concert this year. It will be 2 days long on a Saturday and Sunday, September 27th to 28th. We'll have 6 music stages going all the time. Of course, we'll have the wine tastings, and the Texas wineries will be showcased. Craft beer, any Texas craft beer breweries will be there. We're trying to showcase and highlight high-quality art and craftsmen. So it's all in full swing. It's going to be here before we know it.
And the dates again?
Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th.
All right. That's at the end of September. Let's remind folks, First Friday tomorrow.
Right.
And the first of the summer movies the following Saturday.
That's right. There's also a blues festival downtown, June 20th and 21st, I believe. That's not our activity, but we help promote it.